San Diego Unified's enrollment surge, interrogating the confident narrative. San Diego Unified opened the new school year carrying a summer enrollment story that dominated August coverage. 3,033 new students enrolled against an annual recruitment target of 1,309, driven by 52-inch person enrollment hubs deployed across the county. Superintendent Fabiola Bagula framed the results as validation of the district's outreach strategy. Separately, the district reported that more than 71% of 2026 graduates were deemed college or career ready. Two other initiatives took effect as students returned from the holiday weekend. The district's new Chromebook restrictions, passed 5-0 by the board, are now fully live across more than 100,000 students at 175 schools. YouTube is blocked by default unless a teacher explicitly enables it for instructional use. Non-instructional gaming is blocked entirely, and device carts were removed from transitional kindergarten classrooms. A January 2027 assessment is scheduled to evaluate early outcomes. The Teach Lead program, meanwhile, now serves 400 high school students from 20 schools, up from 22 students at two schools when the program launched in 2021, placing them as paid assistant teachers in elementary classrooms while earning elective credit, a locally grown response to the contracting national teacher pipeline. San Diego State University also set an application record, surpassing 124,000 applicants for the incoming cycle. The enrollment surge, however, deserves scrutiny alongside its celebration. The profile of the new students matters. Summer enrollment drives can reach genuinely underserved families connecting with the district for the first time, but they can also capture families who enrolled during the campaign and do not persist, or households navigating housing instability, immigration uncertainty, or work schedules that make consistent attendance structurally. California's school funding mechanism ties revenue to average daily attendance, not enrollment headcount, meaning 3,033 enrolled students translates to meaningful funding only if those students attend consistently through October, when the state's aid account is taken. The district flagged October as a key indicator, an acknowledgement that carries weight. Difficult. The operational cost of 52 enrollment hubs is also relevant to the calculus. If net aider retention by October lands at, say, 1,400 students rather than 3,033, the cost per attained enrollment figure looks substantially different from the cost per enrollment headline number. And distributed across 175 schools, even the full 3,033 new students averages roughly 17 per campus, meaning the surge's impact will be highly uneven, potentially concentrating pressure on schools already at capacity rather than spreading benefit across the network. The Chromebook restrictions face a parallel implementation question: whether blocking access on school-issued devices changes student behavior or simply shifts it to personal phones, which the policy does not cover. If students are switching devices to stream or game, the policy may generate compliance metrics without producing the focused learning time that motivated it. The January 2027 assessment will be the first real data point, and the concrete indicator to watch is whether teachers report meaningfully different classroom dynamics or whether distraction has simply migrated to a different screen.